Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
Welcome back inside the MDN studios, Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket online at WTKA.com. For all your Michigan apparel and merchandise needs, make sure to visit our friends at the MDN. And our friends at the MDN, that's where you gear for game day and every day. The latest and greatest from Nike and from Jordan. They have the sweet new polos. In fact, I'm wearing my new gray polo today as I'm heading out to Michigan softball. So I figure, what the heck, I'll wear my new polo shirt, the new gray polo. It's a super light, dry fit material. They've got a really nice white or blue one that's got the block M with a script Michigan Wolverines written around it. A classic old school look. And you also have this one, the gray one with a subtle pattern on it. There's another blue one with a small M. And then there's one more blue one, a terrific one that's probably the next polo I'm picking up. It's a navy blue polo with thin maize vertical, horizontal stripes. And super thin stripes, and then obviously the maize block M on the side as well. It's polo season. It's obviously March, so there's some March Madness stuff as well. The latest and greatest from Nike and Jordan available at the MDN and the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050, WTK, the ticket. So it's spring football as well. Jim Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. The first update he gave to the media in quite some time that he spoke, had a press conference. And so the media was chomping at the bit to ask a whole bunch of questions. He spoke for about a half an hour. So let's get going. Here's Jim Harbaugh meeting with the media.
Jim, what prompted you to go get an offensive coordinator back in January? And what about Josh Gattis and his vision for this offense kind of appealed to you?
It was an opportunity to get a great coach, somebody that I've been following, and saw that he was becoming an offensive coordinator, so we moved fast to make him our offensive coordinator. What's been going really well is he's doing a great job. He's a really good coach, and staff is working really, really good together. Everybody has met, a lot of meetings, a lot of time on task to get to where we were yesterday, which was our first day of practice. So kicked off the spring practice, and it was really good. Both everybody on the team physically was ready to practice. That was the best we've had from a physical standpoint of guys being prepared to start spring practice. Also the best we've been in terms of really being as far along, understanding the schemes offensively, defensively, and special teams wise. I think it's been a lot of great retention, and not there, not where you were going to be, but really, really good.
So with Josh, how's it different for you? He's running the show, and I know you've always been very involved. How's it different for you as an adjustment for him, change?
Yeah, we're all working together, and definitely learning too. I mean, his style of offense, that's contributing where we can. But he's really good. He's really good at explaining it and showing us how to coach it, and so it's been a how's it been for me? It's been really good, really enjoying it, really learning a lot.
I know you try to learn and grow every year as a coach. After last year, what motivated you to make this kind of change? What motivated you to have?
That was opportunity to get a. Some I've really admired and think is really good.
How much of a departure will this be from what you've done the last 4 years?
I think the biggest difference that people will see will be the tempo. A tempo that's more up-tempo, less huddle. That'd be number one.
How did you first become aware of Gattis? Where did his good standing in your mind kind of start? How did he impress you in the past?
The first time, I think it was, I read an article when he was coaching at Western Michigan, or I heard it from somebody, or maybe Bill Cubitt told me, but when Josh was at Western Michigan, he'd been there a month, and I think Bill was, Cubitt was introducing him to his son or somebody, and said, son, this is Coach Josh Gattis. Talk to him, get to know him. He's not going to be around here very long. And to watch him develop, the players he's developed at each stop from there, Western Michigan and Vanderbilt and Penn State and Alabama, I mean, that's eye-catching.
Do you feel like your personnel fits this style, this brand that Josh is installing?
I do.
What in particular? The receivers? I mean, Shea obviously had his experiences at Ole Miss that maybe are comparable.
Yeah. I feel like our offensive line, for starters, really fits this. I'm excited about our offensive line, returning four starters. And so to start there, I think we have a chance to be as good as we've been in that area. I think our tight ends are really good. I think as a group, as good as anybody or better, as good as anybody in the country. Quarterbacks, I think it fits our quarterbacks extremely well, and our receiving group as well. There's talented guys there that really are going to take another jump with Coach Gattis coaching them. Can already see that.
You didn't mention the running backs.
Yeah, running backs. Only didn't mention them because. I just didn't, but they're a good group. I'm happy with our running backs. Christian Turner has surged from bowl practices to bowl game, and then since then he is A++ in terms of how he's going about his business. So he is really becoming a rising player. No question about it. True Wilson is also, better, quicker. He's got some. He's faster. He's really been dedicated toward that in this off-season winter conditioning program. Coach Herbert and staff have dedicated, big portion of his training this off-season to get that next gear, and excited about that the way that's going. And a couple other changes. Louis Andregretto came over from safety to play running back. Hassan Haskins is going to be concentrating at running back. He already looks really good. Went both ways last year, but I think he's going to be really good at that position. And he's working through a little something right now that may need a scope when spring ball's over. Nothing that can make him worse, but he looks pretty darn good, and we know that that is going to be a little procedure that needs to get done when the spring's over. Also, we're looking at Ben Van Summeren at running back, who is has really shown some things as a guy who can be a physical, hard running, but fast. He's got an upper gear for speed as well. So. I think I mentioned most of the guys.
Charbonnet.
Zach came in with a procedure that we knew needed to get done. He had to get a scope for meniscus, but it was very little was taken out. Everything was designed to would be best for him long term in his career, which is going ahead and getting that done here and not participating in spring ball. But yeah, we love Zach, and he's doing everything he can. I mean, he's started in a chair. He was lifting and doing all the sitting down exercises, ropes. He'd be sitting in a chair doing everything he possibly can do. Just love everything about the 8 mid-year guys that have come in. It's our best class of mid-years so far yet, and it's been consistent for the 4 months they've been here. They get to class like 15, 20 minutes early. They are kicking in the door to get into the weight room. They do things on their own. They're just, as a class, they're really sharp, you know, hungrier, more motivated, more serious about being good than I can remember myself being when I was a true freshman, and more serious about being good than the other mid-year classes that we've had as well. So excited about them, each one of them. Eric Alls is, probably shouldn't talk too much about freshmen, but the guy's competing right now, I mean, until he drops. He's really athletic, and catching the ball is as good as anybody out there.
He's doing everything he has, but he can't contact the screen.
Correct. Yeah. Yep.
What is Chris Evans' status? I mean, is it sounded like the door was maybe left open a smidge, and like
the comment that David gave? You know, not with the team right now.
But not saying he could work his way back?
Yes. Yes.
What led to you guys getting Mike Dana, and are you looking for more grad transfers?
We would be, you know, if they're like Mike Dana, sure, yeah, at that position or others, we would potentially have room for grad transfers. But really thought he's a really good player, be a great addition to our team, and love the way he's wired, love the way he plays, and he's chomping on the bit to get here.
Am I allowed to talk about him?
Yes.
I am?
Yeah, he's signed.
Okay.
Dan, the one ball carrier not mentioned, Ben Mason, is he?
Okay. Yeah, Ben, great question. So Ben Mason is we're playing in both ways, really, at three different positions right now. And he is, one day he's on defense, the next day he's on offense, the next day he'll go to defense and so on and rotate. Feel like the fullback will be used in short yards and goal line situations predominantly. So we want to get Ben Mason on the field as much as possible. And he'll be playing defensive line along with playing fullback, along with playing tailback. Be a lot on his plate. We'll see how he can handle it. I think he's going to handle it really well. But where Ben Mason might have even last year's offense, he would be playing probably average somewhere 20 plays a game, 25. We'd like to see Ben Mason getting 60 plays a game, 70 plays a game, you know, full game. And could be as a three technique, could be as a defensive end, but could be a little bit maybe undersized as an inside three technique, but with his speed and quickness, and I don't know who's going to stop him. I really don't. Also tailback, and it's a tight end. We're gonna play him with some tight end as well in this offense. So there's a fourth, and then he's got some special teams duties that will probably back down some of his special teams duties. Other than kickoff coverage, he loves it. He has a love and passion for running down on the kickoff. But you know, this is gonna be a lot of fun with Ben Mason this spring, this fall, and. He's great. He got the mindset of just perfect.
Does he rival Maricich?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he does. And you know, you hate to compare the two, but they're both pretty perfect. So loving, excited about it. Just really, you know, fired up to work with Ben. He's got a bounce in his step every day that he comes out to practice, and the gleam in his eye, and you know. Chomping at the bit to be out on the field more, and well, here you go. And we got all kind of ways for us to get Ben Mason on the field now.
Any other guys you've tinkered with position-wise this spring, or you're switching or moving?
Van Sumeren. Van Sumeren's going to be playing linebacker and tailback. And probably too early to say which is going to be the best position, or if he can do both. But excited about that. He's really looked good at tailback. I mean, there's some good analogies you could make of a big, strong guy that once he gets going, because he can run, he can get up to acceleration pretty fast and get up to full speed pretty fast. And played offenses in high school. He was a two-way player there. So, excited about him.
What about Mike Barrett?
Mike Barrett's is back on defense. He's playing that Sam Viper position. That Hassan Haskins was doing a little bit of running back last year, a little bit of that Sam Viper, and showed a lot of promise as a Sam Viper as well. Can really run, but you know, more need at running back right now, and excited about him at that position. But, so running back position, I'm excited about a running back position. It's shaping up very nicely, and once you get Zach out there, and we have some other really good preferred walk-ons that are coming in at that position, so we're going to be in good shape at running back.
And that's just part of what Jim Harbaugh had to say. He had a lot to say to us, so we're going to get to more Jim Harbaugh on the other side of the break here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.